Hampton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Craig and Terry, and we are at Taunton Racecourse for day one of the Rural Living Spring Show. Now, you will probably have seen the Rural Living Show up at King's Hall, the Christmas show, which has been there, for years and years and years and years. And it migrated down here, and it's a really, really good day. And one of the organisers, no, that's not right, the organiser is Louise. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Now, the weather, not exactly what we'd hoped, but everything going according to plan this morning?
Yeah, once we'd got past the bit of rain we had while we were setting up, which is absolutely typical, it's now starting to really brighten. So, everybody's tipping in and it's all guns blazing now.
And hopefully the weather's set fair for the rest of the day. It won't be a few showers again tomorrow, because you're on again tomorrow, of course.
Yes, we are. And tomorrow we also have a classic car day to match the classic buses in Taunton. We've got classic cars out here, so there's a lot going on tomorrow.
Brilliant. I love the classic cars. They're here most years. Right now, so somebody wants to come on down, do come on down, because it's here all day. Just give us a flavour of some of the things that they're likely to see when they come down.
Well, I have to say, first of all, that we are indoors and outdoors. So even if it did shower, there's plenty to do indoors as well. We've got children's entertainers. We've got lots of the things for kids to do, sort of demonstrations and that kind of thing. There's craft demonstrations. There's a food hall, like a farmer's market with food producers. Lots going on. There's crafts and basket weavers and lace makers and all sorts of things, you know, and handmade shoes. And, you know, there's shopping. There's there's, you know, everything to do with sort of Somerset, the southwest. We're a showcase for the crafts and the producers of this area.
Brilliant. Lots and lots going on. Now, it's not just for that. We're here to make a little bit of money. Tell us who the money's going for this year.
The money for the spring show always goes to St Margaret's Hospice, which is very close to our heart. We had several friends leave when we decided to start the show, and we had to really give it to St Margaret's in their name, really.
Brilliant. Right, so that is Louise Walker. Louise is the guiding light behind the Rural Living Spring Show here at the racecourse. Do come on down. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours or so. So do come on down and say hello. And it's a really, really great show today and tomorrow. The Rural Living Spring Show, supported by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Except Louise is looking at me again.
I know you're only here for the sausages, actually, Tony.
Oh, you see, there's always get to. So, yes, you're absolutely. In fact, no. Something, my friend here, Craig, spotted something this morning from a food. What was it you spotted this morning from a food point of view?
A massive, giant pork pie.
Oh, God, yes, on Wallace's.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. The biggest, I think, I've ever seen.
And he's going to cut the thing up a bit later on, so we might have to go back and have a chunter of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tasting absolute quality, and that's what it's all about here.
Do you know, we spent about 5 minutes talking about the pork pie. Craig, is that, of course, it's an award winner.
Oh, yes.
So I said, and he said it's an award winner in 2008. I said, well, I don't think I want to... not sure I want to cut into that one, though.
I hope he's got one left over for tomorrow, because I was actually eyeing that up for the prize for the best a classic car for tomorrow. So.
Well, you think you ought to get hold of him, because he's definitely going to cut that thing today. The Rural Living Show. We're having a great, great laugh. As you can hear, we're having a real brilliant laugh down here. So do come on down, because it's great. And another event supported, as always, and once again, by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Craig and Terry, and we are at the racecourse for the Rural Living Spring Show. And by royal appointment, and I'll tell you all about that this morning, the worshipful mayor of Taunton, Dean, Councillor Marcia. Councillor, these teeth are awful this morning. Councillor Marcia Hill. Marcia, good morning.
Whose teeth are you wearing?
I'm not sure, really. I picked one out of the bucket this morning to see what's going on. And now, we'll come on in a minute, because not too many of your visits left now, as you're approaching the end of your tenure. Boo-hoo. But you've had a look around this morning. What do you think of it so far?
Well, we've had a good look round that bit, but we've yet to go in the foodie tent, which I'm really looking forward to. I can smell it. It's making me feel hungry. No, it's fabulous. We didn't manage to come to last year's, but we've actually been to two of the Christmas shows, and they're always fantastic events. There's something for everybody, every taste, and I just want to buy something off of everybody because it's in my nature.
Well, if you look at the food hall, you've got to be a little bit careful because Louise and Craig are already eyeing up that ginormous pork pie, which is an award-winning pork pie just inside the door, and it's huge, and I think he's going to cut it up later on. Right, now, as we say, you're here today. You're going to be at the Vintage Bus Day, which we will also be at again tomorrow, so we'll say hello again to you tomorrow at the Vintage Bus Day. But I happen to know a little exciting buzz in your eyeballs here. You've got a really, really exciting thing on Tuesday. Tell us about that.
We're actually going to the Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace.
By royal appointment? Appointment? Appointment?
By royal invite, yes. Yes, we're taking both of our daughters with us. So it's going to be a fantastic day. I mean, what an honour. It's an absolute honour to go along and represent all of the people of Taunton Deane whilst I'm there. And I should be extremely proud to be doing it.
That is absolutely fantastic. And will that be the last before? Because as we know, Thursday is the mayor-making ceremony. So you're coming to the end of your 12 months. Is that the last function that you're going to be doing? I think not. You're going to do one on Wednesday, are you?
Two on Wednesday and one on Thursday morning.
Good grief.
To the very last minute, and then we have to go to rehearsals for the mayor making.
And what sort of a year has it been for you?
Oh, amazing. It's been fantastic. I don't know, I have loved every minute. I've loved meeting all the people, all the functions we've gone to, whether it's big, little, all the communities, the charities, all the fun things I've got to do. So it's just been a buzz.
Did it live up to your expectations, or was it... because I know you and I spoke when you started about it was going to be full on all the way through, and I think that's exactly what it's been.
It's been more. It's been even better. I was really excited to start with, and I knew that we would have a busy year. But it's been just even more than that. We go to things, sometimes you're not sure, and you go along with an open mind, and you go on and think, this is fabulous, you know, I've really enjoyed that. And I don't think there's anything that I could honestly say I haven't enjoyed.
That is brilliant. And if I may say so, you've been a fantastic ambassador for Taunton Deane over the last 12 months. The worshipful mayor of Taunton Deane, Councillor Marcia... Councillor! I've got to get these teeth going! Councillor Marcia Hill. And she'll be here, and also she'll be at the Vintage Bus Day. Craig and Jason will be operating from the Vintage Bus Day tomorrow. And that's... I've got to correct that, haven't I? We said 10:30 to 4:30, we said tomorrow, didn't we? And, okay. So that's two great events. Do come on down to the Rural Living Spring Show. Weather's not too bad. The rain seems to have gone away. It's nice and warm. Lots of stuff to do. And yet another event supported totally by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Craig and Terry on the World Tour of Taunton here at the Rural Living Spring Show at the Racecourse. It's on today and tomorrow. There's lots and lots of stuff going on. And now you will have heard us talking to the Worshipful Mayor earlier on about a little bit of food, in effect, a giant pork pie. And now we have relocated ourselves into the food hall, and you can hear all the hubbub going on around us. There's lots and lots of stuff going on, lots of food. And right in front of us is a ginormous pork pie, which no doubt we'll have a photograph of in a minute. And this pork pie has been made by none other than Mr. Graham Wallace. And Graham is here with us. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, you're from Tiverton, yes?
No, Hemiock.
Hemiock, that's right. Well, I don't know why I thought Tiverton. Now, you do come down to Taunton on a regular basis to some of the markets that we do?
I'm at the Taunton Farmers Market every Thursday.
So you will know Graham, because he's got all of this. Right, tell us something about... I mean, it's the biggest pork pie I've ever seen in my life. Tell us something about this pork pie, because it has won awards.
It's won a gold medal with the Taste of the West Food Awards. It's about as big as I could make it, possibly. It's made of all the different cuts of meat from outdoor-reared pigs, so it's top quality.
Right.
The pastry's all homemade, and the flavour is unique.
It certainly is. We can testify. I mean, just to put it into context, it's sort of about a foot diameter, almost, and about 6 inches deep. It is the biggest pork pie. But we can see it opened up here. And I've just got to pass across to Craig, because he was having a look at this morning, and he's salivating alongside. How about that for a pork pie, then?
is absolutely incredible. I love pork. I love the sausages. I mean, why do you make it so big? Is it, does it add additional flavour, you know, the size?
I don't know why. I just did it one day and it worked. And the way we pack it, the way we make it, we, you know, it just works. Having a big slice of pork pie, people are drawn to it, you know.
And from a size point of view, I mean, you've got, obviously, just to put it into context, Graham has got everything you could want for down here, bacon and sausages and my favourite belly pork. And also Scotch eggs, which are the size of, I don't know what. You need to come along and say hello to Graham and his stuff. Now, those Scotch eggs look a bit good. Are they free-range eggs? Are they all homemade?
They're all homemade, yeah. I made absolutely everything here, all the pies and everything myself at home.
So you got a full-time job and a half then?
Well, yes. I look after the farm and I do quite a lot of the butchery. I make all the sausages and bacon, and then I do all the cooking as well.
So the pigs that you make the pork pie from, are they all your own, from your own farm?
Not always, no. We get them from a local neighbour as well, but they're all outdoor-reared pigs, guaranteed, you know. That means they have a little bit of fat on their backs, which gives a lot of flavour.
Well, we're going to test that out in just a minute, because Craig and I are going to be able to sample. Awfully sorry that you can't, but you can, because if you come on down to the Rural Living Show, or come on up, wherever you are, at the Taunton Racecourse today and tomorrow, come into the food hall, go along and see Mr. Graham Wallace, and you can't miss him, because there's a big sign that's saying Wallace, and it's such a great pork pie. So come along and sample his wares, lots and lots of stuff going on there. And fancy a little bit of pork pie then, Craig?
Yeah, do you know what, I'm going to have my second tester.
Your second tester?
My second taster.
Yeah, but the taster is supposed to be those little tiny square ones, not that big triangle that you've got your mitts on at the moment.
Oh, I've got that wrong.
Yeah, totally. Right, come on down. This is the Rural Living Spring Show, and it's here today and tomorrow, supported by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is Terry and Craig at Taunton Racecourse for the Rural Spring Living Show. And we are with
Angelo here at Crystallo's Art Boutique.
Hi, talk us through what you have on sale here today.
We've got lots of handmade things here. I mean, friendship globes. We've got some wooden and metal plaques here, tea light burners, some lovely little clocks. Lots of little gift ideas, really, for all over the house, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. It gives certainly some inspiration for those that are looking for, you know, the special gift for a loved one.
Yes. There's lots of different things.
So what? How did you hear about the Rural Spring Living Show?
I was recommended to this event by a friend who has done it for the past few years, and very, very good turnout, apparently. So that's why we're here today.
Yeah, we think that the weather maybe have turned a few people away, but it is due to brighten up this afternoon. So I think there'll be queues at the doors.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Yes, and especially tomorrow as well. I think Sunday's going to be an even better day. Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. So where have you come from today?
We are based in Bridgewater. We have a little shop in Angel Crescent, but we also do markets and events in and around the area also.
And can people find your stuff online?
You can find us online at crystallosart.com, or you can find us on our Facebook page as well, or pop into the shop.
Now, I've had a quick look at your card, Angelo McKenzie. Okay, that's got to be a link. Now, I'm gonna make a stab in the dark. I know we've already spoken, so it's not much of a stab in the dark. A bit of sort of Italian Scottish.
That's correct. Yeah, my mother was Italian, and she came over to Scotland in the early '60s. Met my father, settled down, and that's why I'm here.
So, how long have you been doing this then?
We've been probably best part of 10 years now. We've been having this little business. We started off part time. And my wife went into it full time when we had the opportunity to, and then I followed on a year or so later. So we're both doing it full time now, thoroughly enjoying it. And the best thing about it really is all our lovely customers who, you know, over time become friends. It's good.
That's brilliant. There's some really, really good stuff. What do you reckon then, Craig? Anything here you fancy?
Well, it's my mum's birthday at the end of May.
Oh, I'll say no
more. And I think she would absolutely love that.
The heart with the angel.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
I think she
would. That really is. In fact, all of those are beautiful. I think my lady might like one of those as well. I'm going to have to be very careful what I pick up from here, because there's some brilliant, brilliant stuff here.
You could spend all your money.
You could, couldn't you? You really could. Right. Well, a lot of thanks to Angelo McKenzie. This is Cristallo's Art Boutique, and you can find them in Angel Crescent in Bridgewater, or you can find them online. And right, I suppose we ought to have a little bit more of a wander around. The weather's getting really better and better here now.
Yeah, the sun is starting to break through the crowd.
The crowd. We got teeth problem, the pair of us, this morning. I think certainly we've reached into the cups this morning, taking the wrong set of teeth out, I think. We'll keep going as much as we can. The toothy twins, I'll have to tell us this
morning. Yeah, the toothy twins. I love that, yeah.
This is the Rural Living Spring Show, and this is Craig and Terry with the World Tour of Taunton and their teeth all over the place up at the racecourse. Come and join us. This is Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM. Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM. This is Craig and Terry. We are down at the Rural Living Spring Show at the Taunton Racecourse today and tomorrow for the World Tour of Taunton. Now, there's lots of stands and various others going on all around. Something that caught our eye was actually a bit of a building, which we've now come into. It's a sort of an octagonal building. I'll find out exactly what I'm talking about in a moment. And it's fairly unique, to say the least. And I'm here with Sue, who's part and parcel of all this. Good afternoon, Sue. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what we're sitting in.
This is
as Woody Woodpecker goes off in my pocket.
This is a finished designed building, been used in Lapland for a long, long time. All the timber comes from Finland, the barbecues are made in Finland, so it's a six-sided lodge with a fire in the middle that you use as a heater or to cook on. It's great for entertaining. You can sleep in it. It's got three little beds. And perfect for the English climate.
I must admit, I'm just now looking, picking up the fact that you can sleep in it. So now, you were saying to us just a minute ago that there are several different sizes, and this isn't the biggest.
No, this isn't the biggest. There's one smaller one, which is good for small gardens, but there are two bigger ones as well, which if you've got lots of room or for people using them commercially or with holiday homes, they work really well. You can get 30, 35 people in the biggest size.
And you can sleep people in there as well, presumably?
You can, yes. Same with the heater in the middle and the beds, so it will work in the same way.
I mean, what I like about this, to be honest, is the idea of the British barbecue is obviously outside, doing everything outside. Then, of course, it rains and messes the whole thing up. But for me, if the sun is shining, then you can still do it inside because everybody else can sit outside, you cook here and take it outside.
Yes, it works whatever the weather. On the five really hot days of the year, you could barbecue outside. But the rest of the time, it's usually too cold, too windy, too midgy. We barbecue Christmas, New Year. We do mulled wine, chestnuts. They're brilliant in the winter. It means you can invite people round and you can go ahead, whatever the weather, really.
And that's the thing for me, because barbecue sort of seems to be, as you say, on the five hot days of the year. Barbecue is summer, traditionally summer. But Scandinavia doesn't have an awful lot of summers most of the time. But as you say, you can do this in the winter all the way through. Now, have you got one of these yourself?
I have got four, actually. I've got one of each size, so people can come and have a look at them. But we use the biggest one. We've used it for parties. Our teenagers have used it loads for whatever goes on at teenage parties. And, it's been a real godsend, an extra room. Really good.
I'm just going to say, you could actually... OK, it's a barbecue, obviously, but, I mean, you could sort of set salads up here, you could have breakfasts up here, so you could just use it as a sort of a bit of an outhouse or a bit of a camp out.
Yeah, people use them for all sorts of things. Some people use them as offices, craft rooms, people have book club meetings, all sorts. It is just a room, and because it has the heater in the middle, you can use it as you wish and all the year round.
So any preparation, presumably just a flat bit of ground, and then whoever designs it would just come and build it in your garden?
Yeah, we ask the customer to put down a base, which we give them advice on, and then we come along and we build it and put it all up and leave it ready to go, all done in a day for you. So
one of these, where we're sitting, which is, you've now told me, a six-sided, I'll count the sides, yeah. Six-sided, and you've got your three beds as well. What sort of price would this set you back?
This comes complete with the barbecue. It's got the seating with cushions on. It's got, and we deliver it and put it up, is £8,450.
That is brilliant. And the barbecue and everything comes with. Just to set the scene, there is the barbecue is in the middle, and then there's a chimney, because somebody's out there going, "Oh, you get all smoky." No, you wouldn't, because there's an extractor chimney which takes the stuff out the top. Now, do you have websites and stuff that people can go and have a look at?
Yeah, we do. The website is www.bbqlodges.co.uk, and we're based near Wiverliscombe. And like I say, we've got them all on display there if people want to come and have a look.
Brilliant. Sue, thank you ever so much. That's Barbecue Lodges. You heard all about them. This is a fantastic, I have to say, I love this, because you can do what you like with it. You can have it as a barbecue. You can have it as an outhouse. You can just go out and have a sleep in the summer. And in the winter, come to that. So that's, okay. Yeah, a man kill. I like the idea of that. What about, Craig's having a nice little smile here. What do you reckon about this then, Craig?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to afford it, but I'm just wondering whether your pension fund would stretch.
Oh, that's a possibility. Well, whether my garden will stretch, to be absolutely honest. And, of course, you could possibly, if you had the bigger one, like my friends, turn it into a bit of a bar as well.
I think that's a doable thing.
If you come on down, you can't miss the big six-sided lodge, which is down at the Rural Living Spring Show here at the Racecourse. We're here on the World Tour of Taunton, and the show is operating today and tomorrow, so do come on down. The Rural Living Spring Show, supported by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Craig and Terry at the World Tour of Taunton, and we're at Taunton Racecourse for the Rural Living Spring Show. Two-day show starting today and going on into tomorrow. Now, I have to tell you, if you woke up this morning and looked out the window and thought, you know what, look at this weather, don't come on down, because the sun is shining, the clouds are moving away, and it is really, really brilliant down here. Lots of things going on. We've managed to see the biggest pork pie we've ever seen in our lives. You're still thinking about that pork pie, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sure it must be a record breaker.
Well, he's won an award, but God, it's a big pork pie.
But the award was on taste, not on size.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. That's Graham Wallace from Hemyock, who's in the food hut with the biggest pork pie I've ever seen. Right, now, there is a serious side to the Rural Living Show, and that is to try and make some money for the fabulous St Margaret's Somerset Hospice. We are alongside the ladies who are here. Just to set the scene, that the hospices, both in Taunton and in Yeovil, cost about £10 million a year to run, and £7.5 million of that are raised by the volunteers. People like the ladies that are alongside us here, and they, if they had to be paid for what they do, you're talking in excess of £2.5 million. You'd have to pay people to do this. So the volunteers are the backbone of what's going on. Alongside me is Victoria. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Getting a lot better weather-wise.
Oh, actually, this is warm now, isn't it? It's lovely.
It certainly is. Right, now, what do you do? Are you one of the volunteers?
I'm one of the volunteers. I do this, which is fundraising for the hospice. But I also work in the day centre, which is people who come in for respite for the day, so that their partners or carers can go out and do something on that day and not worry about them. So they have their morning coffee, their lunch, afternoon tea, and then they go back home. So they're there once a week normally to the day centre, and also we do a sunflower friend service, and that is a volunteer will go and meet somebody and stay with them, take them out for the day or take them out for a few hours, whatever they want really. If they want things done, a little bit of help, then we're there to do that. And also we stay with them until end of life, so it's something we're there continuously for them.
And the day centre, that operates from the main hospice centre at Heron Drive?
It does.
Brilliant. Thank you, Victoria. Now, we've got a couple of other ladies here, and we haven't asked them their names yet, have we? Which is a bit naughty. Good morning, your name?
My name is Maureen.
And again, one of the volunteers, Maureen, what do you normally get up to?
I help with fundraising. And I also do volunteering on a Friday morning in the ward. So I've got a trolley and serve teas and coffees.
You would have been one of the ladies when my good lady was in with you four years ago now. And you would be one of the ladies that came around constantly asking me if I wanted tea or coffee, which is brilliant. And pieces of cake as well. How many hours do you put in then?
I do 9:30 until 1.
And how many days a week?
1:30 until 1:30, sorry, on a Friday morning, right. Each Friday morning.
And then obviously events like this?
Events like this as and when.
By the way, there is a lottery here. I've just looked in front. There's a St Margaret's Hospital raffle, £1 a strip, all proceeds going to St Margaret's Hospice. I'm going to drag another lady in here. Good morning, and what's your name, please?
Isabel.
Isabel, this is, and again, what do you doing the same sort of thing?
I do fundraising, but I also work on a Wednesday evening on the ward, serving teas, coffees, meals.
Now, I have personal experience, but from looking at what happens at the hospice, how many of the people that are working on the hospice are actually volunteers?
Oh, there are a lot of volunteers. We have them in the kitchens serving meals. We have gardeners. We have in the shops. And
I think the people that actually the sort of greet you when you come in, on the reception, they're volunteers as well. And the drivers and all of that business. Yes. And as we said earlier on, around about £2 million worth of savings because of what you do.
If you had to pay volunteers to do it, yes. On basic wage, it would cost £2 million.
And I would think it's quite rewarding as well.
Oh, people say to me, how can you work in a hospice? It must be so sad. Mm. It is not sad at all. It's a lovely atmosphere, and I've been doing it for 5 years now, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, I can say from personal experience, what you do is fantastic, because at that time, when you're pretty low, you need people like yourself to do that thing, which is absolutely brilliant.
Yes, as I said, I enjoy it, and look forward to coming in every Wednesday.
Brilliant, brilliant. That is the ladies who are the volunteers for the St Margaret's Hospice. Now, there are two hospices, one in Taunton, one in Yeovil, and as you heard, they need to raise in excess of £7.5 million. If you think you can help, please come on down. There are collecting jars down here. Also, the raffle, £1 a strip. All the money or money being raised here at the Rural Living Spring Show today and tomorrow. Weather's beautiful, so come on down. What about this weather? Because this morning we didn't think this was going to be it, did we?
No, I'm really glad that the weather's kind of warmed up, the sun's coming out, and hopefully it will last for an event that's taking place in August. Of course, the event that's taking place is the Somerset Rocks event, which is a major event that's supporting St Margaret's Hospice. So you can expect to see Status Quo, Will Young and Jules Holland.
It's just brilliant.
So if you are interested in the event that's taking place in Vivery Park in the heart of Taunton, you can get your tickets from ticketline.co.uk or pop in to any St Margaret's Hospice.
If you're lucky. I'm not sure how many tickets are left, but there are tickets that drop in and out and stuff. Well, I think that's it for us, isn't it? That's it. It's been absolutely brilliant. We've had a fantastic time. We have seen an octagonal indoor barbecue. We've seen a couple of baubles that Craig thinks would be really good for his mum's birthday.
Yep. She'll like that.
And, of course, the star of the show is that giant pork pie.
Yeah, I think we've kind of spoke about that a lot, haven't we?
We've fallen in love with a giant pork pie. Now, do stay tuned. Lots more to come during the course of the rest of the day here on 10FM. It's been a fantastic time. Do come down. And now, don't forget to join Craig and Jason tomorrow at the Vintage Bus Day, which is operating 10:30 to 4:30 at Castle Green. So you have a trip on a bus. And looking forward to that?
Very much so. I am. Yeah, absolutely.
We can't stop giggling, and that's two things, really. Our teeth haven't worked much this morning. We've called ourselves the Toothy Twins today. And also, I just can't get over that pork pie. Right. Do stay tuned to the radio station. And this is your number one community station, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.